Well, I don't know about you, but I am really excited about what we're beginning today with this teaching series, what the Bible says about love, marriage, and sex. And it is meant for those who are divorced or widowed. It is meant for those who are teenagers or young adults who are, maybe someday we'll think about getting serious enough to get married. It is meant for those who are currently married, and it's also for anyone just curious about the opposite sex, maybe wanting to learn a little bit about them. So if you fit into any of those categories, this teaching series is for you. And you know, in our culture and our media, maybe our own personal experiences, there are so few role models of what a good marriage is and what a good marriage looks like, what a relationship between a man and a woman can be or should be. And so it's amazing with the way our culture is today, it's work. And maybe I can get an amen on this. It's work if your marriage is successful in this day and age. So, as a matter of fact, the divorce rate right now is around 57%. All of those people who get married, 57%, it seems, for some reason, get a divorce this day and age. And so it seems to me that this area of relationships between men and women in general, and husband and wife in particular, is an area of great need, and I'm really honestly worried about the direction that our country specifically is taking in this regard. And so, you know, this teaching series is meant to teach, to encourage, to guide, and strengthen people in this area, and I really believe this is a very important series. So, after experiencing First Church today, if you're a regular attender, or maybe this is your first Sunday, we just really want you to feel welcome, but also I hope that this teaching series is something that you can maybe talk to a friend about. Bring them back next week and see what happens at that time. If the ushers pass out our registration pads at this time, if you would put your name, telephone number, address in them, we would certainly appreciate that. If our regular attenders would be awesome examples for those who are visiting, we'd appreciate that as well. And if you are visiting with us today, please fill this out so we can greet you properly and say thank you so much for worshiping with us here at First Church. We do appreciate it. And by the way, if you are visiting, if you notice in the little shelf that holds our hymnals and our Bibles and such, there is a little pamphlet there that I invite you to take. Yes, and that is just some general information about the church. You don't have to take it, but we invite you to take it just to learn about this congregation and what we do here. And regular attenders, if you have someone who is visiting that's sitting by you, would you please hand that to them so that they don't have to reach across, and make sure you greet them as well. Are you ready for an awesome worship service today?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, let us get my bulletin. We'll have an opening prayer and a prelude here, and then we will begin our worship with our song of praise. So let us pray right now. Dear God, we celebrate this day. We thank you so much, Lord, that you were thinking of us before our eyelids were open to this day. We give you thanks and praise for it, Lord. And we ask that you anoint us with your grace so that we can meet each experience with your mercy and with your grace. We thank you, God, for those on the listening on the radio and for those who are gathered here today. We celebrate, Lord, that they took time out of their busy schedule to come, not only spend some time with us, Lord, but more importantly, to glorify you, our Maker, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Dear God, we ask for your powerful anointing to be here with us. Anoint us in such a way, Lord, that all evil and negative thoughts run in fear, Lord. Just as darkness flees from your light, we ask, Lord, that you anoint us in such a powerful way that all negative thoughts and all evil run in fear, Lord. We love you and we thank you, and we are here to worship you this day. Help us, God, to focus our hearts and minds upon you today. In Jesus' holy name. And all the church said, Amen.